In 1897, an 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon wrote to the editor of the New York Sun about the existence of Santa Claus. To which the editor, Francis Church, wrote, "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus." In his editorial, Church went on to say, "Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. That was over 100 years ago. It seems that things haven't changed much since then." Many market commentators still believe the U.S. economy is headed towards a recession, armed only with the justification that interest rates were driven higher and faster than we have seen since the early aughts, and therefore the only natural outcome must be a recession. But those skeptics are so driven by the recession call that they perhaps have missed all the other recession indicators that have since come and gone. I am Ashish Uttarad, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy at IG Wealth Management. Join us each week as my colleagues and I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of December 18th. Listen on as we navigate the living market. When we look at the data, we point out that the weakness in manufacturing, exports, housing, and earnings have hit an inflection point. Meanwhile, unemployment remains at healthy levels in both Canada and the U.S. Unemployment is a lagging indicator, however. There doesn't appear to be any great stress given the most recent labor market data of job gains or jobless claims. We would point out that there are more indicators to suggest that recessionary pressures are behind us rather than in front of us. There is more evidence to the reality of a soft landing scenario than to the contrary. And we would argue the Fed is now also of that belief. Last week, on December 13th, the Federal Open Market Committee and the press conference by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell certainly caught our attention and the attention of investors. Our belief coming into the meeting was a view that across many central banks, policy rates have reached their peak. Over the last month or so, many investors have been asking us about the direction of interest rates. We outlined in our 2024 outlook that the expectations via the futures market are indicating a pause for the Bank of Canada, U.S. Federal Reserve, Bank of England, European Central Bank, Swiss National Bank, and the Royal Bank of New Zealand. In the last 2 weeks, the pause has seemingly been confirmed or maintained by the actions of the central banks of Canada, Europe, England, and the U.S. To put it bluntly, we believe we have seen the end of interest rate increases. Or to put it another way, yes, investor, there is an interest rate pause. Let's put a few things into perspective. Inflation is not at 2%, not in Canada, nor the United States. Nor do our models suggest inflation will reach 2% within the next 6 months. That isn't a concern for us when looking at the 40-year historical data. Inflation is range-bound. That doesn't mean that the Fed or the Bank of Canada, for that matter, wouldn't go ahead with an interest rate cut in 2024. Our models forecast inflation hovering in the 3% range over the next 6 months, with the potential to move closer to the Fed and Bank of Canada target of 2% as rents and mortgage rate costs ease. What caught our attention during this press conference was when Powell said, quote, "The reason you wouldn't want to wait to get to 2% to cut rates is that it would be too late. You'd want to be reducing restriction on the economy well before 2%, so you don't overshoot." End quote. That suggests the Fed may be comfortable with the pace and trend of inflation to start cutting interest rates in 2024, and we would agree. Our belief remains that cuts are more probable starting in the back half of next year. Late last week, equity and fixed income investors started to price in cuts, and both bonds and equities rallied. Have investors overshot the good news? Maybe. And yet we continue to believe that 2024 will be marked by an improving environment economically, as well as an improving earnings and interest rate perspective, which should be rewarding for investors. I am Ashish Uttarad, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends, and help other like-minded individuals find us. Thank you for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.